This week's parasha teaches us about the laws of negaim. A nega can be found on a house or on clothing or on somebody's body. We find an anomaly when it comes to negaim which afflicts a house. The pasuk uses a strange expression. Ivash lo habayis, the homeowner comes to the kohen and he tells him, kenega nerli babayis, something like a nega has appeared to me in the house. It should really say, nega nerli babayis. The homeowner tells the kohen, I see a nega on the wall of my house. Why kenega? Something like a nega. So there's a fascinating gra that will perhaps answer this question as well. There's a Mishnah Masechta Shabbos that discusses a person that extinguishes a candle on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, if it's because he's afraid of thieves and bandits, he doesn't want them to find him there, or to enable a sick person to sleep, potter. This person would not be violating a Torah prohibition. However, kachas al aner, in a case where he extinguishes the flame in order to spear the candle, or kachas al shemen, or kachas al psila, if he puts out the fire to conserve the oil or the wick, then chayef, then he's liable. Ask the Gra, why does the Mishnah say kachas, which translates like conserving the candle? It should really say chas al shemen. He's extinguishing the flame because he wants to spear the candle. Why kachas? Says the Gaon, kachas is very precise. Kachas, he thinks he's saving money by extinguishing the candle. However, the reality is, he's not saving anything at all. Why? Because the Gemara says in Masechtas Beitza, all of a person's income for the year is predetermined in Rosh Hashanah. Chutz, Meitzah Shabbosis, Vetzah Yantav. Except for the expenses for Shabbos and Yantav. Therefore, a person who extinguishes a candle on Shabbos because he wants to preserve the oil is not really saving himself anything. Because any expense for the honor of Shabbos does not go into the calculation of his yearly earnings. Says the Gra, that is why the Mishnah uses the expression kachas. It only appears as if he's saving money. But in reality, he's not saving anything. And perhaps this same idea can be said here in our parsha regarding tzeras found in a home. A person wakes up one day and he sees an egg on the wall of his dining room and he's frantic. He's in a state of panic. He runs over to the kohen. He's worried about his house. They might have to demolish my house. People are going to think I'm an Arab terrorist. He's concerned about his family. Where will we live? Are we going to be left homeless? So the Torah tells him, don't be afraid. What you think is a great calamity could be in fact your greatest blessing. The mark on the wall is not really a nega. It's not a calamity. It is kenega. It appears to be a negative thing. It only appears to be a punishment from Hashem. But in reality, the nega is the best thing that ever happened to you. Why? Because the Medrash says that Miriam used to hide their gold and diamonds inside the walls of their homes. And when a Yid had a nega in his house and he would have to demolish it, he would find the treasure. So it's not nega, it's kenega. What you initially feared was nega turned out to be something very positive. We find this kaf prefix in Parshas Bereishis as well. When Hashem told Adam Rishon the good news, I have a shidduch for you. How did Hashem describe it to him? Eseloi eze kenegdai. Why kenegdai? Like a negdai, why not as a negdai? And it's this same idea. We sometimes think of our spouse as negdai. She's my opposition. She's always criticizing me. He's my opponent. He's constantly challenging me. But in fact, kenegdai, it only appears that way. Our spouse is really our azer, our helpmate. How's my spouse my azer? Because your spouse's critique helps you grow. A successful marriage is not when you get constantly praise and validation. You can never grow and flourish in that environment. The different perceptions that we have helps us arrive at the truth that we could never have accomplished on our own. And that is achieved precisely because we are different. My wife is my azer only because she is connected, because she points out my flaws and I can then correct them. So now we understand why Hashem did not say azer negdai, but rather azer kinegdai, a helper that is like an opposition, because in healthy marriage, even when there appears to be opposition, it is only like opposition. Because constructive criticism allows the couple to grow together into something greater than they could have ever been on their own. So kachas, kenega, and kenegdoi are teaching us that if we dig just beyond the surface, we will find treasures in every situation. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.